I am going to begin by introducing myself. My name is Carlos Peña. Today, we are going to talk about leadership and power. Power can give a leader a great outcome if it is used properly and not abused. Power can change people as well, to do good or bad things around others that you are being surrounded by. These are the five sources of power: legitimate power, reward power, coercive power, expert power, and last but not least, referent power. Legitimate power is when people comply because they accept the legitimacy of the position of the power holder. Reward is when people comply because of what the holder can offer. Coercive power is when people comply because they fear punishment. Expert power is when people comply because they believe in the knowledge and competence. Referent power is when people comply because they like the power holder. What is the relationship between influence and power? When someone influences someone else to command people to do what you want, the relationship between these two would be that they can both change a person's thoughts that they previously had about something. The relationship between leaders and staff is very important. If the leader does not like his staff, he can abuse of the power that he has to make their life miserable at work. If the leader gets along with his staff, they will enjoy working with each other without any problems whatsoever. I am going to begin by introducing myself. My name is Carlos Peña. Today, we are going to talk about leadership and power. Power can give a leader a great outcome if it is used properly and not abused. Power can change people as well, to do good or bad things around others that you are being surrounded by. These are the five sources of power: legitimate power, reward power, coercive power, expert power, and last but not least, referent power. Legitimate power is when people comply because they accept the legitimacy of the position of the power holder. Reward is when people comply because of what the holder can offer. Coercive power is when people comply because they fear punishment. Expert power is when people comply because they believe in the knowledge and competence. Referent power is when people comply because they like the power holder. What is the relationship between influence and power? When someone influences someone else to command people to do what you want, the relationship between these two would be that they can both change a person's thoughts that they previously had about something. The relationship between leaders and staff is very important. If the leader does not like his staff, he can abuse of the power that he has to make their life miserable at work. If the leader gets along with his staff, they will enjoy working with each other without any problems whatsoever.